All right, fathers, question for you. How did you feel when you laid eyes and locked eyes on your newborn child for the first time? Oh, did you melt? Did you ooze with love for this child because of how precious he or she was or is? Oh, how did you feel? Hi, Coco McDowell here, Director of Life Group Operations. And today I want to talk to you about the impact of a godly father. As parents, we love our kids so much that we want to give them everything. We give them clothes. We give them toys. We give them games. We give them phones. Some of you give them cars because we love them so much. We run behind them in sports and we give them whatever they need to succeed in dance. And we just make sure they have everything they need in this fast-paced society, honestly. So I have a question. As godly fathers, what do you give them spiritually? What do you model for them spiritually? What do you reign over them spiritually? I want to jump into John 15, 9 through 17. But before I do that, just want to give you a little, catch you up to where I'm at. 1 through 8 is talking about how Jesus is the vine, and how we're supposed to connect to the vine, and we're the branches, and we have to remain connected to the vine, connected to our Father, connected to the source. So keeping that in mind, I want to jump to verse 9. As the Father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may be in you, and that your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Greater love has no one than this, that someone lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends. This is Jesus talking. If you do what I command, no longer do I call myself servant. No longer do I call you servants, for the servant does not know what his master is doing. But I have called you friends, for all that I have heard from my Father, I have made known to you. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. These things I command you, so that you would love one another. Think about your legacy and the fruit that you are bearing on your branch. What do you want to leave for your children, your children's children, the children you have influence over if you're not the father, but you're a father figure? What is it you want to leave? One of the greatest gifts and impacts you could have on a child, be it a niece, a nephew, a godchild, on a child, is demonstrating how you give yourself away to your heavenly Father. Demonstrating your relationship with your heavenly Father. How you choose to abide and remain connected to the vine. Modeling your love for the Father, so that your little ones around you have the same desire as you do. How do you impact your children? That's a question to leave you with. I highly encourage you, give yourself away so that he can use you, so that your children can see you, and for generations to come will follow in your footsteps. I give myself away. I encourage you to listen to William McDowell. I give myself away so you can use me. Allow that to marinate within you. Listen to that song this week and be a godly impact on your child's life. Have a good one, Dosers.